All right, welcome everyone. Nick Wagner Sr. Here for another mini episode of the Full Potential Podcast. So no career journey discussion for today's episode. We're going to talk about a topic that is hopefully important to you that will help you with your career. And I'm joined by my friend and co-host, Leah Calabria, who is actually going to be interviewing me for today's episode. So Leah, what is today's topic we're going to discuss?
Yeah, so today I want to talk about asking for help, which is something that I've struggled with sometimes, kind of being a little bit prideful, or, you know, I can do it on my own, but the importance of asking for help and how you do that in your career. So I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, this is such a, I think it's such an important topic. And to your point, a lot of people struggle asking for help for a variety of reasons, right? You mentioned, I'll just figure it out myself. Some people are embarrassed to ask for help. Some people feel that if they ask for help, it means like they might be judged, or that, you know, they'll think, well, people don't know what I'm doing. And there's so many reasons why people don't ask for help. I actually think asking for help is a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness. That's my personal opinion. And I'll give you a couple of reasons why. We're all not good at everything. I think most people would recognize that. And you know, I do a lot of work with Clifton Strengths, where you figure out what are your top strengths. And look, I have strengths myself. I always like to share, like, communication is one of my strengths. So I think I'm pretty good at having conversations with people. That's something I think I do pretty well. But there are things that I'm not good at, and I know that. And I think one of the reasons that I've personally been successful in a wide variety of different organizations and industries, and being an entrepreneur and being in the corporate world, is I don't pretend to know everything. And I think once you can get over the fact that you don't know everything, like, you're good at some things, you have some superpowers, and you have superpowers, Leah, that I don't have. And once you figure out, like, oh my gosh, if I ask other people that are really good at things that I'm not good at, I can get more stuff done. You know, I can be more successful. I can do it more quickly. Like, it's just, it's amazing if you ask other experts or other people for help and things you're not good at, what you can accomplish. And that can be personally and professionally. So I think once people can understand that, I think it's almost an epiphany that kind of goes off of people. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to ask for help when I don't know something. Like, I'm not even going to think twice about it in the future. Mm-hmm. And not understanding everything or not knowing everything doesn't mean that, like, you're a failure, or it doesn't mean that you're not intelligent. It just means you don't know it. And, you know, there could be a variety of reasons, Leah, right? So, I mean, think about it. You start a new job, of course you're not going to know everything. You start a new company, of course you're not going to know everything. But, I mean, it could literally be anything. You could, maybe you decide you want to take up, I don't know, I'm making this up. You decide to take up kayaking as a hobby. You're not going to know everything. Of course you're going to ask people for help, because you don't know, like, how do I strap the kayak to my car, right? You probably want to get that right so it doesn't fly off your car. So there's so many reasons to ask for help, but people, there's just such a stigma around it, I think, is really the problem, unfortunately. So I think for a lot of individuals, it's just getting the courage to really ask. And yeah, there's going to be times where people say no. There's always, so you're going to ask someone one day for help, and they're gonna be like, no, I don't really want to help you. Mm. And it's gonna happen, but I think you just have to, you know, those times that's gonna happen, I think, are so rare and so few and far between. Most people, at least in my experience, Leah, and I want to hear your thoughts as well, when I've asked them for help, are always willing.
Yeah, I think that's a couple good points in asking for help and knowing your strengths and knowing you can help someone else. So, you know, helping that relationship and leveraging people that are strong in areas that you may not be. And two, sometimes when you're in the middle of a problem, you're so wrapped into it that you've lost kind of things that may be obvious. When someone says, hey, why don't you try this? You're like, oh, why didn't I think about that? Or, you know, maybe you had tried it before, but they give you a different perspective and get you out of that blocked mindset. So I think that those are definitely really good, really good points. And you have a whole chapter in your book about asking for help and some stories along with that.
Yeah. And I think you bring up a really great point about the diversity of thought by asking other people for help, especially if you're trying something and it hasn't worked. And then you get a different perspective and all of a sudden it works because you just think about it differently. So I think that's a great point. And yeah, you're right. In the book, I talk about actually having a support system you ask for help. So not just one individual, but who are the people personally and professionally that you would go to to ask for help. And it could be, it, you know, could be something work related. It could be something family related. I have like a, literally an, you know, a whole group of individuals I go to for different things, depending on what I need help with. And that list is constantly changing, because as you grow as an individual and you grow with your family or with your profession, you're going to need to ask people different things. So it's kind of ever expanding. I always tell people, write down, why would you ask that person for help or that person for help? And to your point, we were talking about this earlier. It could be a career coach. It could be a mentor. It could be a sponsor. I mean, there's so many ways that you can get help. I think it's just, honestly, I think it's something that if everyone does it, they'll be more successful.
Yeah, I totally agree. Any other points you want to touch on?
You know, I think the most important thing is just to do it. You know, right? Honestly, is try to. I know it's uncomfortable at times, but rip the Band-Aid off and send that email, make that phone call, like send that LinkedIn message, and just see what happens. I mean, the worst case is they say no. And if they say no, then you're no better. You're no better off, and you're no worse, right? Yeah. Than where you were when you started. Right. So I think it's worth making that that contact.
Totally agree. Get that weight lifted off your shoulders by asking someone else. I think that's such a good point. Well, thank you. Another great episode. If anyone has any other topics they want to cover, reach out to Nick or myself on LinkedIn or at the Full Potential Movement website, fullpotentialmovement.com. Thanks again, Nick. Looking forward to the next one.
Thanks, Leah. And hopefully we have some people listening that go and ask for help and are successful in doing so. So I appreciate you making the time.
Thanks.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Full Potential Podcast. If you'd like to hear more interviews, please subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform, including Apple Podcasts, Google, and Spotify. You can also connect with us on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And don't forget to check out our website, fullpotentialmovement.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing, and be well.